Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide. Welcome to Holy Shenanigans. I'm your muse, Tara Lamont Eastman, a poet, a pastor, and a podcaster. In the HSP neighborhood, we encourage the spiritual practice of listening for the sacred in the everyday experiences of life. This is what I call Holy Shenanigans. November is here, and it comes with opportunities like No Shave November. So as we save some time on shaving, let's try on a new spiritual practice, one of saying yes to the bless. When we think of practices of blessing, we might consider the practice of reading written prayers, like the ones shared at a meal or when tucking in little ones at night, or even if you follow prayer traditions, like praying the hours. Are these acts of blessing? Yes. Is this the kind of yes to the bless that I'm referring to? Not quite. Let's take a look at this week's Bible readings to learn some more about blessing. The psalmist of Psalm 17 is seeking a blessing of God in this way. I call upon you, O God, for you will answer me. Incline your ear to me and hear my words. Show me your marvelous loving kindness. And then the reader in the New Testament letter in 2 Thessalonians extends this blessing to the reader. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. Then in this week's gospel, we find the Sadducees, religious leaders of Jesus' day, who ask Jesus a strange question about death and marriage and resurrection. Jesus tells the Sadducees that their question does not equate in God's perspective, that God is the God of the living, for to him all of them are alive. From the psalm to the letter to Jesus' response to the Sadducees, I hear and see God as full of loving kindness, one who gives comfort and strength, one who sees us, people, humanity, as alive. When I hear these descriptions of God, I hear a call to the spiritual practice of blessing, or speaking well, of God and people. And so with the spiritual practice of blessing being lifted up in this week's scriptures, I was reminded of the writing of Henry Nouwen's book, Life of the Beloved. In the pages of this book, I've discovered some advice on the spiritual practice of blessing. Nouwen emphasizes the point that people are indeed beloved by God, and that God, the Creator, is the God of blessing and loving kindness. Nouwen's point of God being a God of loving kindness is an important place to begin when we consider how we might practice blessing. When people are asked to describe God, do they use words like blessing and loving kindness? Even if we take the point that the act of blessing is to speak well of someone or something, how would our understanding and actions of blessing change? If all that was spoken of people and things were acts of blessing, how much other chatter would cease? This is where I see a dramatic contrast between the Sadducees' questions about death and Jesus' response to see the world around them through the life-giving eyes of God. What would happen if they could switch perspectives and speak well or bless others? From the words of Jesus to the writing of Nouwen, this point is clear. The practice of blessing and affirmation is one that proves to be a great value, especially in the light of all the other things that usually fill our ears and mouths. In The Life of the Beloved by Nouwen, he says knowing we are beloved by God is not enough to keep us on the track of blessing or a life-giving life. It's essential to understand and embrace our blessedness by God in practical ways. And so Nouwen challenges the reader to become more aware of God's blessing through spiritual practices, like jotting down and being actively thankful for the blessings of life, taking time in solitude, reading scripture and prayer, so that we can see and hear reminders that we are beloved and blessed by God. Nouwen also states that the blessed person can't help but to bless others. Nouwen invites us to steep in all these practices of blessings, to truly understand how God sees us as beloved and blesses us, that we can take time with God away from the other chatter, that in this practice we gain the greater ability to bless or to speak well of others. All of which brings me to a Holy Shenanigans story about blessing. It may come to some surprise, but taking time for quiet reflection and contemplation is difficult for me. In my adolescent years, I was taught that prayer life and study of Scripture was an expectation of God, who was a critical perfectionist. That if I wanted to stay in the good graces of God, I must rise before the dawn, I must read for 30 to 60 minutes, that I must pray a particular prayer in a particular way, and that if I varied from this stringent prescription of prayer and study, that it would not count, and that God would be disappointed or angry with me. This advice was far away from saying yes to the bless. It was a poor prescription for prayer and scripture study. It was not based in the promise that God calls me beloved, that God desires to extend blessing to me, that God is the God of loving kindness. With some time and distance away from this poor prescription for prayer and scripture study, was not consistent with scripture that tells me that I am beloved by God. I also can see that the person who taught it to me was woefully unaware of their own belovedness by God. Since then, I have literally been blessed by the writing of people like Henry Nouwen, and taken by the hand and cared for by many spiritual leaders who really understood their own belovedness of God and shared that beloved message with me. Without their blessing, God knows what I might think about who and what God is. Thanks to their blessing, loving kindness has been the safe space to get to know God, my Creator, in a new way, a way that proclaims belovedness, blessing, and a welcome of who I fully am. I'm also thankful to Nouwen's explanation of contemplation as a needed framework for blessing. The real life value of quiet blessing time does not have to feel like a burden. If I understand my relationship with God as one of blessing and loving kindness, why would I not want to spend time contemplating this good news? Also, if I desire to say yes to the spiritual practice of blessing or bless, how can I give something that I don't take time for myself? If I want to say yes to bless, I need a blessing First, I need to experience the loving kindness and blessing of God if my heart is to be full to bless others. If in the past you've received a strict prescription of what it means to practice a spiritual life, I want you to hear this. There are so many ways to say yes to the bless. Spiritual practices, prayer and contemplation of scripture, or soaking in the blessings of God looks a lot different for every one of us. Sometimes my yes to the bless is reading or writing and recording this podcast, taking a long walk or run, drawing and painting, enjoying a meal with family and friends, watching the movements of seasons and the natural world around me. Even laughter is a spiritual practice of blessing. It's one of my favorites. There are so many ways to soak in the belovedness and blessing of God. And so I invite you to join me in this month of November to take up a daily practice of speaking well of self and others. If November can be known for not shaving, what difference in the world would saying yes to the bless make? I hope you'll join me in saying yes to the bless. This November, I invite you to take time for meaningful spiritual practices, contemplative prayer, meditation, or blessing as a practical way of seeking life-giving change in ourselves as well as in the world. First and foremost, I pray that you truly understand yourself as being beloved and blessed by God. Once you hear this blessing, how will you soak in it? What do you want to read? What do you want to do? What do you want to list as your blessings? Find out a way that works for you to say an enthusiastic yes to the bless. And then as you try on this practice of blessing, how can you bless or speak well of someone else today? This November, if we can say yes to the bless, how might loving kindness and blessings grow? This week's poem is actually a blessing written by Henry Nouwen in the book Life of the Beloved. Dear God, I am so afraid to open my clenched fists. Who will be there when I have nothing left to hold on to? Who will be there when I stand before you with empty hands? Please help me to gradually open my hands and to discover that I am not what I own, but what you want to give me. And what you want to give me is love. Unconditional, everlasting love. I am your Holy Shenanigans Muse, Tara Lamont Eastman. Thank you for joining us this week for Holy Shenanigans that surprise, encourage, redirect, and turn life upside down, all in the name of love. This is an unpredictable spiritual adventure that is always sacred, but never stuffy. Thanks to Ian Eastman for sound editing. And to HSP listeners for supporting our work with this podcast by way of www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. This November, I invite you to join me in the Yes to the Bless Challenge to help you live into this blessing season in a different way. I invite you to leave me a voicemail of a blessing or how your Yes to the Bless November Challenge is going. To share your yes to the blessed blessing with me, call me at my Google number, 315-516-8305. With your blessing, these blessings will be shared here on this podcast. You can also email me at holyshenaniganspodcast@gmail.com for more information on how to participate and to share blessings for this Yes to the Bless November. Until next time, receive this blessing. You are beloved by God. The ways that you are beautiful. Share your blessings in the world. Be you. You are beloved. Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.